Blog Talk Radio.
The All About You show is brought to you in part by Vera Heart Coaching and Mindscape, the art of transformation.
Welcome to the Thursday edition of the All About You show. Today is December 17th. I can't believe we are less than 10 days away from Christmas. So tonight we are going to be speaking with probably one of the kindest, most genuine people you will ever, ever, ever have the opportunity to encounter in your life. His name is Lane Michel. He's the founder of Vera Heart in beautiful Mount Shasta, California. Lane, are you with me tonight?
I'm here. Welcome, everybody.
There. Yay. And if anybody at any time wants to call in and ask Lane any questions, the call-in for Lane is area code 657-383-0081. And what we're going to be discussing this evening are a couple of things that are so close to my own heart that I am over the top excited to share with our listening audience, whether they are live or archived in the future, regarding a couple of things. How Vera Heart is reframing the corporate structure from the core up, and the upcoming workshops, one in Mount Shasta and one here in the Chicagoland area coming up in 2016, and the importance of why people should be involved. And also, just FYI, VeraHeart.com, and go check out their online shopping store. If you are a journal person and you love to write, they have some of the most incredible journals out there, and I'm in love with two of them. And one of them is the Amethyst one, and the other one is the Edgar Allan Poe. I love them both, Lane. I think they're both incredibly, they're like works of art. And
they really are. And they're beautiful.
Yeah, they truly, truly are. So those are my two favorites. So you guys go check out VeraHeart.com and go to shopping and see some of the amazing things. And also gift certificates are available there as well. So Lane, let's check in with you. Last time we spoke was in August. And let's talk about this corporate and personal coaching arena. So where would you like to start, with corporate or with a two-day intensive?
Well, we can, why don't we, kind of a nice bridge from last time is the workshops, the intensive, and then we can roll right into the corporate. It's kind of an interesting parallel. And I can't believe it's been since August, so much has happened. We have to catch people up on things, huh?
Exactly.
Well, the thing that's very exciting is, you know, with the workshops, and I'll just give just a few seconds here and then fire away on your questions. But, you know, this is a natural progression for people to really be introduced to the value of coaching as an integrated part of the experience of going through programs like the power to speak your truth, the power of love, the power of manifesting the good life, or the power of beliefs. The seven programs that are part of the Power Series that we're doing. We're holding workshops. They begin in March. We'll talk about the dates. But the first one's in Chicago, April 2nd and 3rd, is the Power of Love. And Power of Love in California, here being Mount Shasta, California, is March 19 and 20. Two-day retreat workshops that pick your location, pick your date, but our coach team, you know, Karen, you part of it. I mean, the coaches, I'm so excited for everybody listening, for everybody who can be a part of these kinds of workshop experiences. It's not your usual workshop. It is an experience. It truly is an experience. It's one that it not only is going to lift and fill everybody up, help to build in some, you know, tools and resilience in this crazy time in the world that we're in. But fundamentally, it can be a life changer in these two immersive days. So we'll talk more about it, but I want the word to get out that this new format of the open enrollment workshops, which will have 8 or 10 people max to each coach that's there, you know, so there's a lot of personal coaching going on. You know, we want to fill those rooms and have the ability to connect with more and more people in different ways. And that's where the workshops came from.
Right. Yeah, and they are, especially with kicking off with the power of love. And
yes.
And the reason why that is so important, because that, to me, is the core, the, you know, of everything to build upon. And when you have a solid foundation of understanding what love is and how to give and how to receive it, and how it really expands your life on a daily, moment by moment basis, this is the probably, I think, the best foundation to start with. I mean, and there are some really great programs in the power of the seven beliefs, but I think the power of love is probably the way to expand through, you know, directness, you know, being clear.
Yeah.
And,
Well said. Well, you know, the thing we always talk about, Karen, is love is not a word. Love is an action. And
right.
The action of love itself leads to fulfillment. And what you're talking about with the rest of the Power Series are elements of the path to fulfillment, but it's the action of love throughout anything that we do, whether we're trying to build, find, maintain a loving relationship, we have to be acutely aware of all of our senses. So we could talk about our sensitivity, our sensibility, our common sense, or our sense of responsibility,
mm-hmm.
all these senses that we have, our intuitive senses. But
right.
Even though love is what we yearn for, it's often what we fear. And this
right.
workshop is the ability to get into that heartfelt goodness that we're about. It's about finding our own way of being, our own way of loving. And that
right.
applies anywhere, whether we're at home, we're at work, we're at school, we're in our community.
Right.
You know, it's just we spend too much time letting our heart go unconscious, and it's time really to get is unnumbed a word?
Yeah, well,
I think
it
might be.
You used it,
yeah,
so
it
has it's a word.
Well, I'll go add
it
to Wikipedia, and it will be. Huh?
Yeah, so
the,
I agree.
This getting unnumbed, you just, it's hard to do without immersing yourself into something like the power of love, which really what we tap in. What I want to share with people is what we are tapping into in these two-day retreats is experiencing, examining, exploring, exchanging, and expanding your loving. And that, fundamentally, it's sourcing compassion, gratitude, and putting all of that into action every day, a little bit more, better and better every day. It's not about being perfect. I wrote an article
mm-hmm.
months back about imperfect loving. Go check that out in the
right.
blog, by the way. It's a nice read, and it lets you off the hook a little bit. You don't have to be perfect. None of us are perfect. But the fact is,
perfection's overrated. Yeah, it's overrated.
Yeah, wait.
I love being perfectly imperfect.
Perfectly imperfect. That's exactly it. Imperfect loving. Go check that out on the blog. You know, I have a saying for all the perfectionists in the crowd, which, you know, I can relate since I've been on that path before. Just remember this: directionally right and roughly correct.
Yeah, right.
If you can follow that, then you're already probably on your path to love.
That's right. But some of the benefits, you know, are how people who go through this will be able to see compassion, wisdom emerge, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they will be able to, you know, not only, as you said, experience, examine, explore, you know, but expand it and develop a sense of self-gratitude, which I think is hugely important in the human or the evolution of human nature, because I think so many of us shortchange ourselves And again, with not feeling or being perfect, whatever that means to someone, you know,
mm-hmm.
and
right.
learning to truly be grateful for who you are right now in this very hot minute, and loving every single aspect of who you are, because, you know, through that you begin to realize that you are unique, you have a purpose, you have a journey, and that you are worthy. And when all of that comes together, it truly is, it is just like a magical explosion or implosion that just emanates from you and just kind of flows out everywhere that you go. And everybody that you, you know, come in contact with, whether just in passing or, you know, you just have this new sense of standing taller and being in your power right now. And
exactly.
I think that is a huge, huge, huge thing to accomplish globally is where I would like to see it. But we'll start locally, you know.
Well, let's start locally.
Global.
Yeah, locally, even within
you know?
Our own heart. Yeah, and it's,
right.
you know, you mentioned something that's really impactful and powerful about that self-gratitude and, you know, the ability to be in an immersive experience where you're guided through having gratitude for what you have, but also for what is around you and who you are. Those three
mm-hmm.
elements make up a fullness of gratitude, and that's
right.
that's a part, frankly, that's a part of every program that we in Bear Heart lead, and our coaches are
mm-hmm.
geared, and Karen, you just lived this through and through, geared towards helping people expand their hearts, and growing your capacity to love and be loved. And
mm-hmm.
that really, I mean, I guess for us, Karen, that's what gets us excited and gets us going each time, with whether it's a workshop or a one-on-one program, or when we talk about, you know, the corporate side as well. It's all an opportunity to help people grow their capacity to love and be loved,
mm-hmm.
to live their life purpose. And fundamentally, for me, my whole reason for being on this planet is to contribute in a positive way for people to find and live their purpose. And so
right.
every chance that I get to speak with some, every chance that you and I get to work with people, all the coaches, we're drawn
mm-hmm.
together to make that kind of contribution to help people. I was talking with one of our other coaches, Shireen El-Togli. We were talking about, you know, her purpose and her drive. And this whole freedom, to be free, is a very powerful concept. And it begins in love. It begins in a very personal way.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also some very, very important tools. Like, we're all energy systems. We're all energy, more than anything
mm-hmm.
else. And this is, you know, becoming mainstream now, the idea that we're energy, but if we don't have the tools to understand how to understand our energy, our personal energy,
mm-hmm.
and how that connects with others, it's very difficult to love and be loved.
Right. And I would like to add just one word to that, and it's unconditional. Love yourself unconditional and give love unconditional.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't we place too many conditions on people, places, and events, you know, that, you know, I love you when. And it's like, no, you should love me always, you know.
Yeah, yeah. But I think
and,
we just got the topic for our next session we do, unconditional
yeah,
love.
Right?
Wouldn't that be great? We could do an hour on that.
Yes, and then also it helps you realign this program specifically, all the programs, you know, but this program specifically sets the foundation for realignment to your own I am. And, you know, I listen very intently when whomever is speaking. And when I hear statements that start with I am is an invocation. And I don't know that many people are aware of that. And it invokes the spirit and the essence of that which we call God or source or creator, whatever label anybody wants to put on it. When you make that statement, I am fat, or I am ugly, or I am not worthy, or I just like say no. You know,
right.
So it sets the basis for reframing your own infrastructure and to be more careful and selective with what you are invoking for yourself. And
that consciousness you're talking about is so important.
Right. And this sets that tone or that foundation to really be mindful of how you are talking to yourself and what you are invoking for yourself. Because I'll tell you what, I don't know anybody on the planet who has, you know, I mean, everybody has the negative, you know, nabob in their head talking, right? I mean, everybody does.
Sure.
And,
everybody.
Yes. And, but if your best friend or your spouse or your partner or your significant other talk to you the way that you talk to yourself or we talk to ourselves, we would not be with those people. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, so why do you take it from yourself when you wouldn't take it from anybody else, right? So
right.
it lays that foundation to be more mindful of what you are calling to you or saying about yourself. And when I hear people say that, I don't talk about my friend like that, you know. don't.
Right, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Yeah, because I don't like to hear, you know, you can say, I am witty, I am whatever, you know, but when you start with the I am and then a negative thing, you know, and I hear, you know, people say all the time, oh my gosh, I'm so stupid. Like, no.
Right, don't program yourself. I mean, even on the mind side of things, your brain is a computer that gets programmed, and the most direct programming on the computer is the I am statement. It goes through
right.
everything in your brain, and so being mindful, you know, mindfulness is a huge topic right now, you know, really popular in the corporate setting, and it's about, you know, really having that intention and attention for what our thoughts are doing and how those thoughts it kind of seep into everything we speak and how we act. I mean,
right.
I'm sure everybody's heard that phrase, show me how someone acts and I'll show you their real intention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the reality is that the way life works, our intention set in motion thoughts, words, and actions. And that's
mm-hmm.
the direction it's supposed to go. If we're conscious of intentions, like how we can love or, you know, what are being aware of our beliefs and setting intentions for changing those beliefs or manifesting things in our belief, we set that in motion from intention level. And then
mm-hmm.
we got the hard task, as you're talking about, Karen, we got the hard task of managing our mind. And our minds
mm-hmm.
are so busy these days. You know, there's one trick that, one tip that we can give all the listeners that's turn the news off. Because the negative stories that keep bombarding us through news media is teaching our minds to think negative. And then you can't even shut off the negative thinking that goes beyond that streaming media.
Right.
Find some sources that are positive news. There's a goodnewsnetwork.org. Go check that out. The fantastic ability to see good news that never gets reported in the mainstream media, but it's happening around the world all the time. If you need a news feed,
right.
go there.
Right. Well, you know, the day after Thanksgiving, I had a no electronics day in the house. None. No television, no cell phone, no computer, no nothing. Just a total unplug. And I actually am going to start a movement, an unplug movement, you know,
just to
shut it all off, you know. And technology is moving way too fast. And you're right. All of the, you know, when you sit down to television to watch TV, your intention is to relax and watch TV. And there are so many resources out there that will prove the statement. Do your research for yourself. Don't take me at my word. Go
mm-hmm.
go look, you know, as to what happens to your mind when you relax in front of the television. And it's just like being in a hypnotized state. and you
yes.
are consciously, subconsciously absorbing all of that that resonates with you, which is why we have such a huge, in my opinion, fear-based society. But that's another conversation for another day. but really, yeah, absolutely, turn it off. Don't, you know what, if something really, really important that you need to know, somebody will tell you, you know.
Oh, yeah, I ran an experiment with that. I ran an experiment with that where I took no TV, no internet news, no nothing. For a fairly long period of time, it was really weeks. And, by golly, I never missed a big news story at all. And sometimes within just minutes, somebody was telling me. I never
right.
missed anything big. And
right.
the reality is you won't. But, you know, what we're talking about is being very conscious of ourselves and picking areas like how we love, how we experience love, how we expand love, like you're talking about, for instance, in this first workshop. It's about bringing more and more attention and consciousness to our everyday life. And it's not about being perfect again, but it's about having an intention to continually find more within ourselves. And if nothing else, you know, Karen, if nothing, and for the listeners, it's helping us become more resilient. Because unless you somehow believe you're going to be able to turn down stress levels and control the stress in your life and control what happens in your life, and when you reach the point where you realize there is no control like that, then it's not about managing stress. It's about becoming more resilient, having a greater capacity to deal with what is going on in your life, with your home, with your work, with just the world and the consciousness in the world. And so really, when you peel things back in Vera Heart, it's about helping people be in their heart, on their life purpose. I call it the heart adventure that we're on,
mm-hmm.
and having the tools to become more resilient, have greater capacity in the heart, but greater capacity to be able to manage every day of our life. Because we can't just be in the heart adventure, we're in the daily adventure as well. And so we're going to live
right.
our purpose, but be engaged, right?
Right,
well,
exactly.
That's what we have to be able to do. So that's why I'm also very excited about having Vera Heart become certified and a part of the HeartMath family and doing workshops that on resilience and specific science and technology and tools that help us become more resilient.
Right, exactly. And I can't wait to hear all about HeartMath and can't wait to become a certified instructor in that as well, because that just lights me up from the inside out. And you had, just to go back again to one thing that you had said about, you know, loving yourself and learning how to, basically, I'll paraphrase, is, you know, you're learning to lead yourself rather than be led, right?
Yes.
And I want to, I really do want to impress upon people that it's not positive thinking, you know. It's being aware of what you're thinking so that you can shift your mood into a different place, you know, because
mm-hmm.
you can get so stuck or what seemingly feels like stuck. And it's not that you're really stuck. You're just thinking and emitting, and you've trained yourself over and over and over to keep this habitual habit of thinking. And, you know, a positive mental attitude is a really, really good thing. But I don't know any one person on the planet that can be in a positive mental state 24/7. You know,
no,
we do the best that we can with the tools that we have. It's that onion, you know, you continue to peel
yep.
it back. But what it is, again, is leading yourself rather than being led. And it's finding out and making these decisions from a different place. But once you pay attention and connect to what you're thinking and how you're feeling, then you've got it.
Yep.
And
it's
not... Yeah, I've seen a couple of different people, you know, disparage, you know, and how positive thinking is dangerous. And it's like, you know, God forbid that big pharma lose billions of dollars because people become happy, all right, all on their own.
Yeah.
And, you know, and those are the type of people who I believe, you know, my personal belief, don't take it on anybody else, is that's the reason why you find some of these articles. But it's not necessarily, you know, a positive mental attitude, because you are always and consistently striving for more, reaching for more, doing better today than you did yesterday. So when that happens, you are constantly in motion. So, of course, you're going to rub up against something new that you have to learn. And you can mumble and grumble about it, but learn it, you know, and move on. And, you know, and then you start to become a more positive person, where things start to just kind of flip in your direction. It's a very, very subtle mind shift. But once you, again, become aware of what you're thinking and equate it to how you're feeling, then that's when you can start to shift into a more positive direction. But that shift is continual. It's not like, you know, and I love this phrase, it's not like you get there and you hang it on a wall and boom, you're done. Because otherwise, you know, if you were done, then you would be dead, because there's still so much learning and growing and exploring to do, you know. So,
I just wanted to,
you know, attach that, or to add that to what you said, because, you know, positive thinking is an overused term. And I did want to clarify that it's not just positive thinking. It's doing things in a different way, and you keep working at it until you've got it right, and you move forward.
Yeah,
this first workshop is awesome for that.
Yes, it is. I was going to the same place as well. In fact, we have, you know, several of our programs, The Power of Love, but The Power of Conflict Resolution is another power to manifest the good life. You know, when you look at all these things, we're human beings. And part of our makeup, our personal energy system has to do with our emotional body, our emotional systems, and our emotional wiring. And it is totally impractical. Those who I work with who say they want to have only positive thinking, you're not human then. Because the reality is we deal with emotions that are a full spectrum, because we are human.
Mm-hmm.
And some of our emotions are depleting, or you could call them negative. I kind of hesitate in calling them negative at times, because
they're deflating, right?
Yeah,
deflating.
So depleting, deflating. Mm-hmm. You know, you can tell when you're in that heavier emotion that can become negative if you continue to stay in it, versus in a renewing, a positive, an uplifting emotion. That, you know, we know the difference, and really, it's a choice of how long we want to stay in that deflating, depleting, you know, that emotion that is heavy and takes us down, versus move over to the opposite end of the spectrum. And whether it's any of the work that we do always has this component to it, where it's not about being perfect, but it's about being conscious and making a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And once you make a choice, you know, once we all make a choice, well, then it's our choice. We can be accountable and responsible for our choices. And, you know, Karen, I may decide to stay in a depleting place because maybe I haven't totally understood yet why I even got there. And I really want to understand it to be able to then not have it repeat. That's perfectly legitimate, and it's a positive way of moving forward in life. And that's what we touch on in the programs we have, the workshops we have. You know, that's what we touch on in just the coaching work. And that's a value, by the way. I think one of the biggest values of life coaches, personal coaches, is to have that independent sounding board, that person who can, well, I mean, we can call bullshit when we have to, right? But, you know, it's the softer side. You know, we can point out, you know, it's like, oh, stop beating yourself up for something that's unrealistic. You're a human being. This is normal. And let's chart a course. than to mm-hmm. be in a place where you build yourself up, where we build ourselves up. That's mm-hmm. that's really, I think, such a core of what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. You know, and it is all of it. Like, you know, it's a never-ending process. But it's when you are connecting your own dots and taking responsibility. Absolutely, I think what it does, you know, if you're in that mood to figure out and try and understand where it's coming from, so that you don't have to, you know, continue in that state and just, you know, then move along. What you're seeking ultimately, and finding, and living then is balance.
Yeah. Yeah. Well said.
Yeah. You know. So. Yeah. See, I love this Power of Love series. I really, really do. I love the power of belief and the gratitude, and, you know, I'm all about the gratitude, and I truly think that the more people that start taking responsibility for how they feel, what they're thinking, you know, and truly understanding what it is to love not only themselves, but to love, I mean, not only loving others, but to love themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It is a game changer in every aspect of every relationship. It just, you know, it's like that little pebble in the pond, and the wake just keeps, you know, spreading and spreading and spreading and spreading, you know, and I think it is a beautiful purpose in life. To realize you really got to learn to love yourself first.
Yeah.
You know,
it really comes down to is that in our heart, I don't mean just our physical heart, but then the energy field that our heart creates.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, mm-hmm. that you know, every time your heart beats, it's and you know that electrical signal, you go in the doctor's office or the hospital, the EKG, the ECG, that's
sure.
measuring electrical signal of the heart. Well, with every electrical activity like that the heart does with the pumping, with that electricity comes a magnetic field. So our electromagnetic field that is scientifically shown to be at least 3 feet or outside of our, you know, from our heart to outside our body. That just depends on the instruments you use, but
mm-hmm.
many instruments can go farther than that. But let's just take the instruments that measure 3 feet away. A magnetometer is that instrument, by the way. You know, that
mm-hmm.
field that is generated from your heart beating and from your whole nervous system that manages your heart beats, that is a huge container of your emotions and your thoughts. And you are broadcasting in your heart field all day long. So do
right.
you want to broadcast love, or do you want to broadcast hate? Do you want to broadcast fear? Do you want to be able to broadcast the beliefs and manifest the world that you want? There are tools that we are trying to help many people to understand that they can, you know, all of us can be able to get better and better every day just in the course of living and learning at being able to manage just even what that heart field that we are is broadcasting and receiving. It's
mm-hmm.
it's kind of like, you know, we all carry mobile phones, cell phones everywhere, and you can have this image of the cell phone tower broadcasting and your mobile phone is broadcasting too all the time. There's a field around it. Well, guess what? You're a personal mobile cell phone yourself. You're your own tower broadcasting and receiving all day long as your heart is beating. And
right.
so the messages that we transmit, this is why we say in Bare Heart, we're here to expand hearts, expand the heart of the individuals, expand the heart of the organization. The meaning behind that is let's broadcast love. Let's understand what that is. Let's get more conscious, and let's have fun with life. Let's have fun with what we can broadcast. You know,
right.
that's an intriguing thing to me. I go around testing broadcasting all day.
Exactly.
Why not?
And you don't have to pay any FAA fees either.
Yeah, well, that's right. Don't give them any ideas.
Yeah, right? Yeah, the day that that happens. I hope the mothership comes. But, you know, the... You know, but those are some very powerful statements that you've just made. And when the that sets in and sinks into you at your core, again, it's a game changer. It really, mm-hmm. truly is a game changer. And you reminded me of a phrase coined by a gentleman, his name was Emile Couet, in mid-1800s France, and it was, every day in every way I'm getting better and better. And that is, mm-hmm. to me, the world's best ever affirmation, because it states nothing is wrong, so you can't argue with it. You know, you don't have to tell that negative nabob, you know, to get back in its little, you know, corner and stay there until you call for it. But, you know, because
that's,
you can,
beautiful.
You can, yeah, it's every day and every way I'm getting better and better. You're not stating anything's wrong. You're just stating that every day and every way you're getting better and better. And through the years, I've used that with my own clientele, and it is amazingly powerful for them. And then to be able to bear witness to somebody else's unfoldment, I swear to you, there is no better joy on the in the galaxy than that. And that's what really drives Vera Hart, is that unfolding and that joy buzzer, if you will, or joygasm, you know, to see, you know, the unfoldment of somebody else's own aha moment and how it shifts their life for the better forevermore, because once you shift it up, it's very difficult to go back down, you know, because you become aware of just how painful that was, and you do whatever you can, you know, to find that joy. And you know, and I've shared that story with you about my mother and her passing, you know, and I've shared it on the air so many times. And but that was a near death experience, and that is what she came back to share with me, and I have never, ever, ever forgotten it, and I won't.
Yeah, it's powerful.
You know?
Yeah, it's powerful.
It really is. Everything is all about that joy. Don't cook when you're angry. Don't clean when you're angry. Don't do anything when you're angry. Find something to make you feel happy. You know, for me, it's my family. You know, my Vera Hart family, my family, you know, my universal family, that I could go online or call anybody up and in just, you know, a split second, just to hear you or Lisa or Linda or Jennifer or Shireen or Lily, you know, or and she's right there in my face, Aaron, and, you know, just to, it just, Aaron and I are like so connected that way, you know. But just hop on the phone with any one of you at any given moment in time, or, you know, people in my family or my friends, and it is a game changer if I'm, you know, feeling less than whatever I want to feel, you know. But I'm aware of it, and I sit with it, and then I'm like, okay, well, I'm done with it now. Let's see who can help me shift, you know. And all you have to do sometimes is just hear somebody's voice, and it just makes it all better. They don't even have to do anything but just say hello.
Exactly. It is, and sometimes, actually, and more and more in this world, nobody takes the time to listen to us, and we don't take the time to listen to others. And so when someone comes along who does listen well, that can be a game changer in itself. They don't, you know, they don't have to say anything. That's actually another, I mean, frankly, in my opinion, that's one of the values of a really good life coach, personal coach, is first and foremost, they're a great listener.
And then
that itself allows you to be able to take control of your life as opposed to somebody giving you answers.
Exactly. Because you have all the tools. Someone just needs to point you in the right direction of your own tools to come up with your own answers, because there is no one-size-fits-all anything.
No, I keep
telling
people
otherwise we would all be perfect, right?
Yeah, there's 7.2 billion people on the planet, and there's 7.2 billion ways of getting life done.
Mm-hmm. And that makes 7.2 billion different realities, and I love that, too. There's no
yeah,
one
true,
reality.
Very true. Very, very
so
true.
So why do we listen? Which reality is the one saying this, that, or the other, you know, and making us feel less than worthy? Because, you know, I want everybody to know that they are worthy of every single moment. Every
yeah,
moment,
and let's add one.
You have to
let's
deem
add
yourself
one other,
worthy.
Let's add one other thing on top of that too, Karen. Is that
yes.
if anybody becomes conscious that they're feeling less worthy in an interaction with another person or in a particular situation, guess what? That's senses telling you you're in the wrong place, talking to the wrong person, you're taking in the wrong information, because everybody is worthy. And so if someone is, if your energy is being pulled away, then change it and don't allow that
right.
energy to be pulled away.
Right. Yeah, my dad, a long time ago when I was in high school, and I do mean a long time ago, one of his messages were anytime you allow somebody to put a value on you, you have given away your own power. When their opinion of you means more to you than your own opinion of you, you have given away your power.
Great wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was. He, you know, my dad had what he called a wide middle part, you know, bald on the top and hair on the sides. And he claimed, and I'll have to, you know, at this moment in time, you know, agree with him that God only made a few great heads and the rest he put hair on, and that's why he was, you know, so wise.
I love it.
yeah, absolutely. Now, so these programs, they can go to VeraHart.com and click on, I think it's the workshop link, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Right at the top navigation bar, you'll see workshops right in the middle of the web page. Click on that, and you'll be able to navigate to any of the seven topics. There are three currently scheduled with scheduled dates during March, April, and May. We can deliver any of the seven. So if somebody has one of those workshops where there's not a date scheduled or something not near you, then just use the contact form there, get in touch with us, and we'll work with you to set up a workshop. And we generally, you know, as long as there's 8 or 10 people together, then the workshop is very viable, and we're eager to do them. And what's not, what's coming to the website is our newest offering around the HeartMath partnership, and our certification as trainers and coaches in HeartMath. And that's having to do with the resilience and the resilience advantage, all of the science and the tools having to do with being able to expand your heart to be able to really build resilience to be the best you in life. And it augments and complements what we do in the public workshops. And I know we're going to get to talking about corporate. We're bringing that into our corporate partners and our corporate offering as well.
Right. And that's a beautiful segue into corporate. And let's talk about that. I do want to let people know that on the marquee for Lane's show, there is, when you're reading the blurb about Lane, you will find the hyperlink to the article that he was that he mentioned, that he wrote, Happiness is an Inside Job. And just real quickly with the lead, because it's so beautiful and so true, is the feeling of joy from something outside, underlined, outside ourselves, is momentary. But a feeling of joy that we get from something inside, and again, underlined, is everlasting. There's a huge difference. And I think that is such a beautiful statement. I love it. I do. I love
Thank
it.
You.
So,
I think it's the core of understanding happiness.
Yes. Yes, I agree with you. Now,
so in the corporate,
we are going to take corporate America by storm.
I love it.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Well, that's important because
it needs to be overhauled. Corporate America truly does need to be overhauled, first off. But.
Well, I think, yeah. Go ahead.
No, that's you. But.
that's my lead in. See, Karen knows this about me. I get so excited about this. I mean, I could just dive in, and I'm going to right now. Corporate. You know, here's the thing, we use corporate. The reality is we could talk about organizations, profit, not-for-profit, government. It really doesn't matter. We've grown our world through organizing ourselves into teams and communities, and business with corporations has become a huge, huge focus for how we organize and of course, how money flows and whatnot. So when we say corporate, we are focusing a huge amount on going into companies and working with them. But really, this applies to any where there are teams or organizations. And fundamentally, here's the thing. Organizations, companies, have forgotten that really one of the biggest reasons they exist is because of people. And people as employees in particular. And so when we all go join an organization, what's the first thing that happens? Well, we get indoctrinated, oriented, we get vaccinated into the mission, the beliefs, the values, the roles of our job. And in a sense, when you boil all that down, a lot of what's happening in almost every one of these organizations is we're being instructed on which parts of ourselves to bring in the job and which major, the rest of us, to leave outside the door or outside the office, or outside of the workplace.
Right.
Yeah.
Or like a no-smoking sign.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
some talk
yeah,
about
no.
putting on the mask. Yeah. Some
exactly.
talk about putting on the mask going into work. What we talk about in Bare Heart is we, as whole beings, we have an intelligence that can far exceed what businesses do today, what corporations achieve today, and they achieve today because of people anyway. But as whole beings, as our true selves, we are spirit, emotions, mind, body. We're our values and beliefs, the intuition, as well as the skill and the intelligence that we have. In fact, we have so much intelligence, we're beginning to toy with the idea of whole intelligence, and that's our body intelligence, it's our heart and emotional intelligence, it's our certainly mindfulness and our mental acuity and intelligence, it's our intuition as well. It's what comes from our ability to tap into things that are beyond ourselves, our intuitive abilities. The opportunity to be able to be invited to bring all of that to work is not only enticing, but frankly, it's becoming more and more demanded today. And so from a Bare Heart standpoint, what we are able to do, what we are focused on is we focus on individuals, first of all, no matter what we're talking about doing. In the last part of our conversation, all of the conversation we focus on individual. Guess what? Going into companies, we focus on individuals who are part of a team, aligned to an organization. And being able to focus on individuals, we then can be a part of whether there's a culture change initiative there's an organization change, there's a new strategic element for the company to create growth through really unlocking that huge unleashed potential in the people in the organization. We're coming in to really work with individuals to be able to bring that consciousness up, just to help bring the more and more of the whole person into the workplace and teach the kind of skills that have been, frankly, a little too soft, too scary, like bring emotions in the workplace. Whoa, hang on, folks, bring spirit and intuition in. Whoa, that's scary stuff. It can be scary because is it repeatable, predictable? Is it, a manufacturing line type of thing that we can, churn out every day? No. But frankly, if we want people to be passionate, if we as people who are spending so much of our lives working want to be fulfilled, we've got to tap into our heart, our passion. We've got to make conscious choices about the work we do And it's just not only engaging our mind and part of our body at work, it's bringing more and more all of ourselves to work. And that ability to look inside ourselves, to be a part of a team that has the opportunity together to work individually and as a team, to align around what an organization needs from that team, there's untapped potential there that has been shown over and over and over again to turn much, much greater results. As a matter of fact, Harvard Business Review published an article not that long ago that declared the eras of management and organizational structure has been evolving, and we're entering in the era of empathy. Wow, now that, can you imagine the mind blower for leadership and management, you know, folks, empathy. It's because it's recognizing we're so much more than just a production asset. We're much more than an expendable, you know, type of resource in a company. And when for the organizations that can tap into that greater power, it's just the potential is beyond huge. You can look at the stories like the Container Store and what they've done as a core to who they are as an organization. You can look at the organizations that Holacracy or Frederick Laloux in Reinventing Organizations talks about. You can talk about organizations like Google who, you know, really have tried to shake up what the organization can do and what it can do to better support a whole person being a part of the organization. And the results are astounding.
Yes, yes. And I think what corporate America will find is if they tally up man hours for the revolving door, because they feel anybody can do the job, rather than there had to have been a cohesive, you know, moment between employer and employee when mm-hmm. one was hired and one made the commitment to do the job. And somewhere mm-hmm. along the line, the thread unraveled and there's a disconnect now, no matter what the reason. But if you add up the man hours and the time and the money to train somebody else to take that job over and over and over again, you know, it just makes smart business sense to get to allow the whole person into the sandbox to play.
Yes.
Because they will be happier, they will be more fulfilled, they will find that they really, again, love what they do. They'll feel, number one, appreciated. A lot of employees do not feel appreciated by their employer. And,
correct.
You know, and the list is endless of positive benefits about bringing in anyone or all of these sessions at the corporate level. And what's so really nice about it is corporations can pick and choose, you know, maybe try one to start and see what happens, see the profound impact it has on its employees before it takes, you know, dip its little toe in the water before it decides, okay, let's just go full bore and do the whole thing. But, you know, do it, break it up in segments. Start somewhere,
yeah,
especially
absolutely.
If you really want you want to be the one company. What company doesn't want to say we have, you know, based on polls or whatever, the happiest, most thrilled, engaged employees on the planet? What company doesn't want to say that and have that as its value statement, right? And this is
right.
how we go about doing it. And
it is.
I think a change is so needed in corporate America, and because a lot of things have happened just in the last 4 years with corporate America, let alone in the last 100 years. So,
yeah, right.
You know,
well, the pace has accelerated for sure. I was going to add in, but not only the pace, Carolyn.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to add in to what you're saying with the commitment. You know, the formula is very well defined for how to get real about going into a company, focusing on individuals, part of the team, lining the organization, bring that in, and there's pre and post, you know, assessments or survey to be able to measure results of the kind of investment that you'd make with bringing the VeraHard in and doing this kind of work. It's a combination of workshops, but it's also individual work that is supported through life coaching, personal coaches in the formula. So in virtual coaching, through, you know, being able to use various media, a very, very cost-effective way to go forward. It's this mix and very customizable, very, very much tuned to just what you're saying, Karen. Any company can start out with something small, pilot it, take a small group with just a couple programs, get that experiential element, because I guarantee you're going to find and what has been found is an excitement, new results coming in, people who not only are enjoying working together but are achieving higher results. And the best indicator of better results is going to be the kind of pre-post survey turnaround, which shows that people are enjoying not only their work but the people that they work with. And
Right. It's
not about being perfect, again, like we've talked about before, but it is about finding fulfillment and bringing more of themselves in and seeing themselves more and more part of delivering the results the organization needs. And that is exactly what we gear our work with companies on. Right now we're looking for a set of organizations who will go in and do this approach. A set of these where we define a team going through a set of the materials. Could be the whole series, Power 7 Series 2, but it doesn't have to be. Just like you're saying, Karen, start it out and then grow. That's the way to be able to sustain and accumulate results.
Exactly. You know, because I am a firm believer in that if I were business XYZ and I'm having an issue, say, with my sales staff and job not being done, and rather than micromanaging my employees, I would, allow them to feel and take responsibility for their own work and effort, and I think then employees would feel that respect, and that not only the respect but the gratitude that they feel that they're lacking in their job, and just, take back your own power. And I think this is great for companies. And Lane, I can't believe it. Our hour is gone already. Oh my. So
I think next time we're
going to do 2 hours, because you and I can easily do that.
Easily. Very excited to be able to have shared the workshops and the corporate. Go to verahart.com. That's V as in Victor, EREAHEART, VeraHart.com, and you'll see whether it's for you personally or for your team and your company. You'll see the materials there on the website. But start a conversation with any one of us, any of the coaches, and we will help direct you into whether it's the workshops or set up what you need. It's just, this is a group of people that are exceptional at being able to contribute to people being on a course that is so, so fulfilling. And now I'm excited to bring this to organizations as well.
Absolutely. And if they go and check you out online, and to let them know, tell Lane let Lane or Lisa or Lily or, you know, any of them know that you heard Lane on the All About You show and you're ready for your next step, whatever that is for you. And I think that that is an incredible start. Now, there's on the website at verahart.com, you will be able to not only read all of the newsletters, because they're all archived, but you can do some shopping, as we talked about earlier. Your gift certificates are available. If, you know, give the gift of love this season. If there's somebody that you know who's struggling, give them a gift certificate for one of the workshops, whether it's in California or Chicago or wherever. And like Wayne said, if there's not a workshop in your area, let them know. And they, Vera Hart will do its best to get it to you as the best that they can. So, Lane,
absolutely.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're
so, next time.
Welcome.
Next time, more time.
Okay. Yeah. Now let's talk
because
about unconditional love.
Yes, we shall. We shall. That which has no condition. Absolutely. All right. Well, Lane, you have a wonderful rest of your evening and a very, very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
And happy holidays to all your listeners. And just enjoy this time with family and with your intentions going into 2016, and you know, we wish you all the best.
Right, absolutely. Thank you so much. Oh, Lane, sometime next week, next Thursday's show is going to be pre-recorded, and it is going to, it'll be archived and reading Christmas stories. So,
oh, beautiful.
If you would like to partake in old-time radio and read a Christmas story, do let me know. I would love to have you as a part of the book reader. Lisa, too, Aaron, Lily, everyone, you know, who wants
beautiful
to be a part of that.
Beautiful idea.
Yeah.
That's a fun idea, great idea.
Yes, 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 yes. Old-fashioned values, right? Go back to...
Exactly.
Yes. Thank you so much. Love all to everyone out. Love to all in Mount Shasta, and I can't wait to get out there.
We can't wait to have you have a standing invitation. Come on out.
Thank you. All right, darling. You have a great rest of your night. And thanks for listening, everybody. And again, that's our call for next week is Christmas time. We're going to be reading some Christmas stories live on the air. Thanks so much for listening. Everybody have a great, great rest of your week. And until next time, take care. Bye-bye.